This is John Thomas again. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's a pretty enticing title, isn't it? You can choose what you want to weigh. Sounds crazy? No. Actually, it's simple. It is really, truly simple. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. No, this is not a Power of Positive Thinking episode. That's not what it's about. We're going to talk about obesity and what a joke the obesity crisis is. You know, keep in mind, if people are fat, that is the result of something. It is the symptom. It's what happened when you eat too much food, or as I call it, putting food in your mouth. Keep in mind, when you want looking at food, you don't want it in your system. That will make you fat. You want it in your mouth. You want to taste it. You want to feel it. You want to chew it. You want to get the delicious sensation that it gives you. You want the emotional lift it gives you. You don't want the food per se, you want what it does for you. The taste makes you feel better. It may alleviate stress. It may eliminate problems. It may make you feel happy. You heard the words comfort food? That's exactly what it is. So obesity really doesn't exist as an item itself. It's the result of something. So you know obesity didn't happen overnight. It's not a disease. You made it happen. The people who make food didn't make it happen. Fast food people didn't make it happen. The bakeries didn't make it happen. The pizza places didn't make it happen. You made it happen all by yourself. So when you talk about obesity, you're talking about a symptom. Now, everybody said the obesity crisis. I say nonsense. There isn't one. That's the symptom. If everybody in the world had measles, it was an epidemic of measles, would you go and try to scratch the spots off them? Of course not. You say, what's causing the measles? Only way we can eliminate the symptoms of measles is to eliminate the cause. So people are saying, lose weight. It's a waste of time. The chance of you losing weight is negligible, maybe non-existent. Permanently the loss of weight, you can't name five people who you know, of your own knowledge personally, who have permanently lost weight. Temporarily in a diet, sure. Sooner or later, the emotional need you feel, or the people they feel, they have that food in their mouth, will trump all the willpower in the world. It will never happen. So let's dispel the notion of obesity crisis. Let's focus on the problem. Why'd you make yourself fat? No. The quite real question is, why'd you have to put all that food in your mouth when you knew what was going to happen? It's idiotic. It's stupid. And you know, the experts are all wrong. They have no clue what's going on. In order for them to be in the game, they have to tell you how to solve the obesity crisis. There isn't any. There's no measles crisis. There's no bubonic plague crisis. If there was a bubonic plague crisis, they'd be looking to get rid of rats, not eliminate the symptoms. Being fat is a symptom. It is the result. It's not the problem. If you want to make the symptom go away permanently, you have to eliminate the cause. It is so fundamentally simple. You have a pain in your stomach, you don't go to a doctor and say, just give me pain medicine. Say, let's eliminate the cause of the pain in my stomach. A dentist, you have a toothache. You just don't want pain medicine alone. Let's eliminate the cause of the toothache. It's so fundamentally simple. We're wasting unbelievable amount of time and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Everybody's saying, eat this, eat that. It's not the problem. The problem is that you made yourself fat. Not you, but everybody who's overweight. People say, I'd like to lose 5 pounds. Really, why don't they? Simple thing in the world. They know exactly what to do. Is it a problem? Is it a secret? You eat fewer calories? God, you're going to weigh less. What a shock. What a surprise. The people who are giving advice are idiots, very frankly, idiots, because they're worried about the result. They're worried about the number of calories on a menu. That's probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. You know exactly what made you fat, or anybody fat. It's not a secret. Obesity, my eye, it's not the problem. It's an emotional issue having to do with the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth. Logically, you don't want to be fat. You know it ruins your life, makes you unpopular, makes you feel terrible. Talk about diabetes, heart disease, other diseases, problems. No, you don't want to weigh 100 pounds too much. And watching people on television having to go to a farm for months and do this, and I exercise, and go on a restricted diet, maybe it'll do something for some of them, but no one's going to send you to a farm for 4 months. No one's going to pay you. No one's going to take care of you. You're going to do this alone. But I will tell you, it is so simple. Everybody's making it seem complicated. It's terribly simple. What you're going to do is eliminate the need you feel to put all the food in your mouth. Look, suppose, for example, you didn't care if you ate a piece of apple pie. I'm not down on apple pie, but I had to pick something. Fried chicken, pizza, anything you want, or second or third helping. Keep in mind, the food is just in your mouth for a little while. But suppose you didn't care if the food was in your mouth. Suppose you didn't get an emotional lift or get an emotional reaction from food. You wouldn't eat it. You don't care. I'm going to tell you that it will get you there where you don't care if you have the extra piece of whatever it is, or you don't have a food which you know will make you fat. It won't make any difference to you. What I'm going to do is teach you how to free yourself from the emotional need you feel to keep putting all that food in your mouth. You know, once you're free, it's beautiful. Once you're free, it's terrific. You can do it anything you want with food. You can weigh anything you want. You can say, you know, I'm not going to eat very much for the next few days. Why? Because I don't need the food in my mouth. You really don't need it in your system. The problem with putting it in your mouth, it goes into your system. That's the problem. And I'm not suggesting you chew the food and spit it out. No, that isn't going to work in the long run. But I'm going to free you. I'm going to teach yourself how to free yourself from the need you feel to keep putting all that junk in your mouth. You don't want it in your system. Remember that. Just want it in your mouth. And I don't want a penny from you. This is all free. I'm doing this because there is a crisis out there, and it's a crisis of stupidity. Everybody's telling you the wrong thing. Want you to go on a diet? My eye. Keep in mind that diets are based on deprivation, or what you perceive to be deprivation. If you feel you need something in your mouth, a certain kind of food, and somebody tells you you can't have it, that's deprivation, an emotional deprivation. And you know what chance you have of doing that long term? Probably zero. So I'm going to free you, or teach yourself to free you from all these needs. And once you're free, it's terrific. You can say, I'd like to weigh 20 pounds less. Diet? No, of course, because diets, the minute you use the word diet, it's based on deprivation. You're not going to feel deprived of anything. Why? Because you don't care if you put it in your mouth. It's like the invention of the wheel. It's so fundamentally simple. And keep in mind, I don't want a penny from any of you. I want you to be free like I am. I want you to feel wonderful like I do. I want you to have the freedom to weigh anything you want and be who you want to be as a result of this enormous freedom. Look, this is John Thomas. Keep listening to my podcast. Go to my website. Don't want you to buy anything. Don't want any of your money. Go to my daily experiences. Look at them. It's really simple. The whole thing is simple. The first thing is, first rule, you have to follow from now on. Doesn't cost you anything. It won't hurt you. Before you put anything in your mouth, any kind of food, I don't care what it is, you say to yourself, why am I putting this food in my mouth? Do I really need it? And why do I want it? And you will see, if you do this by yourself, you don't need any help, you are putting it in your mouth because it makes you feel better. It eliminates tension, eliminates stress. And once you come to that realization and you feel it, then I'll tell you how to get eliminated. It's really simple. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. It's all free, and I want to help you. Goodbye.